With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the week that was in the WNBA, the final week of the 2023 WNBA regular season. Also, we'll give you a final look at the regular season league leaders and standings and a look ahead to the 2023 WNBA playoff matchups. It's going to be a lot of fun, so stay tuned and enjoy this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. Breanna Stewart. Listen, Breanna has had a storied career thus far, from high school to college to the Olympics, and now currently in the pros. Great career with the Seattle Storm, winning multiple WNBA championships, also multiple MVPs, all-star games, etc., etc. And man, a native New Yorker in her first year as a member of the New York Liberty. I'll tell you one thing, it's been paying off big dividends, not just for Stewart, but for the Liberty as well, finishing in the top five in categories such as scoring and also in rebounds, field goal percentage, just to name a few. Well, guess what? You can add another prestigious honor to Ms. Stewart's list of accomplishments. She was named the Associated Press WNBA Player of the Year. Now, also finishing in a close race was Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, and also Alyssa Thomas. She finished third in the voting. Listen, Breanna Stewart is in a class by herself, and she's among the current creme de la creme when it comes to women's players in the WNBA, with the likes of an Asia Wilson and Alyssa Thomas and a Kelsey Plum and a Chelsea Gray and an Elena Deladon, just to name a few. Listen, Stewie continues to add to the hardware, and I tell you one thing, she's benefited as well as the New York Liberty. They've benefited as well. And again, congratulations to Breanna Stewart. So many accomplishments, so many awards that just continue to play at a high level. She was named the Associated Press WNBA Player of the Year. All right, let's move along now to Stephanie White. Stephanie White, great first year as the head coach of the Connecticut Sun. And my next storyline is going to be about Stephanie White. Kurt Miller, previously the head coach of the Connecticut Sun, great seasons with Connecticut, falling short in the playoffs and in the WNBA championship. And again, great one with Kurt, but the organization needed a change. And Kurt winds up going to the becoming the head coach of the Los Angeles Sparks. In comes Stephanie White. And what a job that she has done becoming the Associated Press WNBA Coach of the Year. You know about the great talent that the Connecticut Sun have with the likes of Alyssa Thomas, who's going to be an MVP candidate this year. You talk about DeWanna Bonner. You talk about Natisha Heidemann. You also talk about Dejanay Carrington. You talk about... There's so much great talent on that roster, and having to deal with the injury, the Achilles injury to Breonna Jones, who was the sixth woman of the year last year, dealing with that loss, losing Breonna. But guess what? Connecticut did not miss a beat this year. And certainly the Connecticut Sun, Stephanie White, definitely deserving of that honor. A lot of great coaches could have won this award. Becky Hammon from the Las Vegas Aces, Sandy Brondello from the New York Liberty. Also, just again, it's just so many coaches that could have easily won this award. Latricia Trammell from the Dallas Wings. Hey, you name it. Tanisha Wright from the Atlanta Dream, just to name a few. But in the end, first-year head coach of the Connecticut Sun, Stephanie White, wins the Associated Press WNBA Coach of the Year. And again, congratulations to her on that honor. And for my last storyline is going to be the 2023 WNBA playoffs. So, yes, it is here. It is officially here, ladies and gentlemen. Great matchups that we have in the WNBA playoffs. Las Vegas, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, Washington, Connecticut, and Minnesota all represent the eight teams that will compete in this year's WNBA playoffs. So the question is this. Las Vegas is no longer the hunter. They're now the hunted. What will happen? What will happen in this whole scheme of things in this year's WNBA playoffs? Will Las Vegas repeat? What about Chicago? Yeah, Chicago won the title 2 years ago. No Candace Parker, no problem. They got Kalia Copper. We'll see what happens with Chicago. What about Dallas? I mean, Arike Ogunbowale, Satu Sabali, Marina Mabry, say no more, right? The Atlanta Dream. Hey, Ryan Howard, second year in the league. You also got Monique Billings. You got Ari McDonald, just to name a few. Atlanta is not to be played with. New York, listen, we know about the Liberty with Breanna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, Jonquel Jones. Also, you got Bette Nijalany, Maureen Johannes. I mean, this team is locked and loaded. The Washington Mystics, Elena Deladon, she's finally right now on the up and up when it comes to her health. You've also got a young star with Shakira Austin. You've also got the likes of Ariel Atkins, Natasha Cloud, one of the best floor generals in the league. Then you got Connecticut. Hey, I told you about Connecticut earlier, right, with Alyssa Thomas, DeWanna Bonner, DeJanae Carrington, just to name a few, Natisha Heidemann, and then you got the Minnesota Lynx, right? What a year for Nafisa Collier, definitely coming back from you being on maternity leave and not skipping a beat. And then you've got just some great players on that roster, and kudos to head coach Cheryl Reeve, who continues to be a model of consistency for the Minnesota Lynx. So we're going to get into the playoff matchups just a little bit later, but man, the WNBA playoffs is going to be hot. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be explosive. And, man, I tell you one thing. If you had not had an opportunity to watch it, you're missing out on the treat because it's truly exciting. All right, so we're going to give you now a recap of the week that was in the WNBA, the final week of the 2023 WNBA regular season. So let's start off with action from Tuesday, September the 5th. We had the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut would win 90-76. The Chicago Sky took on the Indiana Fever. Chicago would go on to win 96-69. The Washington Mystics took on the Phoenix Mercury. Washington would win 100-77. And then we had a close game between the New York Liberty and the Dallas Wings. New York would go on to win 94-93. Breanna Stewart, double-double, 40 points, 10 rebounds. Bette Nijalany finished with 22 points. And Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double with 16 points and 10 assists. On the losing end for the Dallas Wings, Satu Sabali finished with 27 points. Arike Ogunbowale finished with 19 points. Natasha Howard had a double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Tiara McCowan had a double-double with 11 points, 12 rebounds. And Crystal Dangerfield had 12 points. Once again, the final score, New York 94, Dallas 93. We move along now to action from Wednesday, September the 6th. We had the Seattle Storm take on the Atlanta Dream. Atlanta would beat Seattle, final score 79-68. Then we had action from Thursday, September the 7th. We had a good one between the Los Angeles Sparks and the New York Liberty. New York would go on to win, final score 96-89. For the Liberty, Breanna Stewart had 25 points. Bette Nijalany finished with 20 points. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 16 points. On the losing end for the Los Angeles Sparks, Laysha Clarendon finished with 30 points. And Azaree Stevens and Ray Burrell both had 18 points. Once again, the final score, New York 96, Los Angeles, 89. And then we move along now to action from Friday, September the 8th. We had the Connecticut Sun take on the Indiana Fever. Connecticut handled their business, beating Indiana 76-59. The Dallas Wings took on the Seattle Storm. Dallas would win 106-91. The Las Vegas Aces had no problems taking care of the Phoenix Mercury. Las Vegas would win 94-73. We had the Minnesota Lynx take on the Chicago Sky. Chicago would go on to win 92-87. For the Sky, we had Kalia finished with 20 points. Marina Mabry finished with 19 points. Courtney Williams had a double-double with 13 points and 11 assists. And Elena Smith finished with 11 points. On the losing end for the Minnesota Lynx, Nafisa Collier finished with 28 points. What a rookie campaign this young lady has had. Diamond Miller, she finishes with 24 points. Kayla McBride finished with 16 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 92, Minnesota 87. And then we had the Atlanta Dream take on the Washington Mystics. Atlanta would go on to win, final score 80-75. What a season it's been for the Atlanta Dream, and what a season it's been for Ryan Howard. Last year's WNBA Rookie of the Year finished with a double-double, 21 points, 12 rebounds. Cheyenne Parker and Alicia Gray both had 17 points. On the losing end for the Mystics, Brittany Sykes, what a year she's had, being and finishing in the top five in steals. She had 27 points. Elena Deladon finished with 13 points. Natasha Cloud had 15 assists, and Shatori Walker-Kimbrough had 11 points. Again, the final score, Atlanta 80, Washington 75. And then on the final day of the 2023 WNBA regular season, Sunday, September the 10th, we had the Indiana Fever take on the Minnesota Lynx. Indiana would win 87-72. The Dallas Wings would beat the Atlanta Dream 94-77. We had the Las Vegas Aces beat the Phoenix Mercury 100-85. In overtime, the Chicago Sky would beat the Connecticut Sun 102-91. We had a great game in Seattle between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Seattle Storm. Close game, but Los Angeles would go on to win 91-89. For the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike finished with 22 points. Laisha Clarendon, Jordan Canada, and Zaya Cook all had 14 points. And Azaree Stevens finished with 10 points. On the losing end for the Seattle Storm, what a season she had. Jewel Lloyd, this year's WNBA's leading scorer, finished with 28 points. Kia Nurse finished with 18 points, and Ezzie McBagor finished with 16 points. Once again, the final score was Los Angeles 91, Seattle 89. And we had the Washington Mystics take on the New York Liberty. Again, very close game in New York, but Washington would hold on to win 90-88. For the Mystics, Brittany Sykes finished with 20 points. Natasha Cloud finished with 17 points. And Elena Deladon and Ariel Atkins both had 11 points. On the losing end for the Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 20 points. Jonquel Jones finished with 19 points. Bednarz Laney had 13 points. And Maureen Johannes finished with 11 points. So again, the final score was Washington 90, New York 88. And that takes care of your scores, and that's a recap of the final week of the 2023 WNBA regular season. All right, so before we get to Coach of the Month and Rookie of the Month and Player of the Week and things of that nature, I want to continue on with the Associated Press and their WNBA awards. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, Breanna Stewart would win this year's WNBA Player of the Year award. Of course, Breanna was in a tight race with Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Asia finished second in the voting, and Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun finished third. But Breanna Stewart would go on to win this year's Associated Press WNBA Player of the Year award. And congratulations to Las Vegas Aces, Asia Wilson. Wow, we talked about Breanna Stewart, but Asia Wilson is definitely still at the peak of her powers as well. She won the Associated Press WNBA Defensive Player of the Year award, beating out Alyssa Thomas and Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics. And speaking of the Aces, her teammate Alicia Clark would win the Associated Press WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year Award. Also, congratulations again to Connecticut Sun head coach Stephanie White for winning the Associated Press WNBA Coach of the Year Award. And also other winners that we had, Aaliyah Boston, congratulations to her from the Indiana Fever, winning the Associated Press WNBA Rookie of the Year Award. And also we had two winners this year for Comeback Player of the Year, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury and Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. Congratulations to those ladies on winning the Associated Press WNBA Comeback Player of the Year Award. Most Improved Player belonged to Satu Sabally from the Dallas Wings. Congratulations to Satu. She's it's been a tough road for her the first 3 years dealing with injuries, but she was able to be healthy and stay consistent for Dallas, helping them march on to the playoffs. So congratulations to Satu Sabally on becoming the Most Improved Player for the Associated Press WNBA honor. And for the all-rookie team, the Associated Press WNBA all-rookie team, we have Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever, followed by her teammate, Grace Berger, also Dorca Juhas and Diamond Miller of the Minnesota Lynx, followed by Jordan Horston of the Seattle Storm and Haley Jones of the Atlanta Dream. And, of course, we have our Associated Press all-WNBA teams, Brianna Stewart, Asia Wilson, Alyssa Thomas, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm, and also from the Las Vegas Aces, Chelsea Gray, all made the first team. Congratulations to those ladies. And on the second team, we have Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty, and also you have, representing the Dallas Wings, Arike Ogunbowale and Satu Sabally, and Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. So congratulations to those ladies on their winning those respective honors from the Associated Press and those WNBA awards. All right, so that takes care of that. Now it's time for our Player of the Week. And, you know, again, Player of the Week is an award that this lady has dominated in the Eastern Conference for much of the year. So before we get to the Player of the Week for September the 4th, let's go back a little bit to the Player of the Week award winner from August the 29th. In the Eastern Conference, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. And for the Western Conference, for the fourth time, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. So congratulations to our Player of the Week award winners from the week of August the 29th for the Eastern Conference, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever, and for the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. And now for the week of September the 4th, for the sixth time this year, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week award winner belongs to Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, the second time this year, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. So again, congratulations to our Player of the Week award winners from September the 4th for the Eastern Conference, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and from the Western Conference, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And now for our Player of the Month award winner, for the third time this year, representing the Eastern Conference in the month of August, the Player of the Month award winner goes to Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And on the Western Conference side, for the third time this year, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Congratulations to our Player of the Month award winners for the month of August. In the Eastern Conference, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and from the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. For our Rookie of the Month award winner, hey, for the third time this year, in the month of August, Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. So congratulations to our Rookie of the Month award winner for the month of August, Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. Our Coach of the Month award winner for the month of August belongs to Sandy Brondello from the New York Liberty. What a great job Sandy has done in only her second year as the head coach of the New York Liberty. What an amazing turnaround, of course, when you land key free agents like Jonquel Jones and Brianna Stewart. And when you add that with the talent, of course, when you add Courtney Vandersloot and you already have the talent with Sabrina Ionescu, you definitely can't go wrong. So, again, congratulations to our Coach of the Month award winners for the month of August, Sandy Brondello from the New York Liberty. And also our Peak Performer Awards, our Peak Performer Award winner in points, Jewel Lloyd. What can you say about her, right? This year's leading scorer in the WNBA, averaging almost 25 points per game. Our peak performer award in the rebounds category belongs to Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. She averaged almost 10 rebounds per game during the regular season. And the peak performer award winner in assists belongs to Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty, averaging 8 assists per game. So congratulations to those ladies on winning those respective awards. All right, so as always, now it's time to get to our current league, well, the final, I should say, the final look at our regular season league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points now. Of course, the league leader in points during the regular season, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm, averaging 24 points per game. Coming in at number 2, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. At number 3, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number 4, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And at number 5, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Next category is going to be rebounds. At number 1, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. She averaged almost 10 rebounds a game. At number 2, Asia Wilson. At number 3, Brianna Stewart. At number 4, Nalissa Smith. Number four, Nalissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. And at number 5, Tiara from the Dallas Wings. Next category is assists. At number 1, Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. She averaged 8 assists per game. Coming in at number 2, Alyssa Thomas. At number 3, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. At number 4, Courtney Williams, representing the Chicago Sky. And at number 5, Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. The next category is going to be blocks. At number 1, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number 2, Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. Tied for 3rd, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury and Brianna Stewart. And at number 5, Elizabeth Williams from the Chicago Sky. Next category is going to be steals per game. At number 1, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number 2, Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics. Tied for 3rd, Alyssa Thomas and Satu Sabali. And then coming in at number 5, Arike Ogunbowale. Next category is going to be field goal percentage. At number 1, what a rookie season she had, Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. She shot 57% from the field. At number 2, Brittany Griner. At number 3, Asia Wilson. At number 4, Tiara McCowan. And at number 5, Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty. Next category is going to be free throw percentage. Coming in at number 1, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. She shot 93% from the free throw line. At number 2, Laisha Clarendon from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number 3, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number 4, Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. And at number 5, Chelsea Gray. Next category is going to be three-point percentage. Coming in at number 1, Taisha Harris from the Connecticut Sun. She shot 46% from three-point range. At number 2, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. At number 3, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number 4, Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number 5, Christy Wallace from the Indiana Fever. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number 1, representing the Dallas Wings, the always sensational and always dynamic Arike Ogunbowale. She averaged 37 minutes a game. Coming in at number 2, Alyssa Thomas. She averaged 36 minutes a game. Coming in at number 3, Jewel Lloyd. She averaged 35 minutes a game. At number 4, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. She averaged 34 minutes a game. And at number 5, representing the Indiana Fever, Kelsey Mitchell. She averaged 33 minutes a game. And that takes care of your final look of the regular season league leaders during the 2023 WNBA regular season. All right, now it's time to take our final look at the WNBA regular season standings. So the number 1 seed belongs to the Las Vegas Aces. They finished with a regular season record of 34-6. Coming in at the number 2 seed, the New York Liberty, they finished with a record of 32-8. Coming in the third seed, the Connecticut Sun, they have a record that finished with a record of 27-13. The fourth seed belongs to the Dallas Wings. They have a record of 22-18. The fifth seed belongs to the Atlanta Dream. They have a record of 19-21. Also finishing with the same record is the Minnesota Lynx. They have the sixth seed. The same record is the Washington Mystics. They hold the seventh seed. And with the 8 seed, the Chicago Sky, they have a record of 18-22. And, of course, eliminated from playoff contention, the Los Angeles Sparks, they finished in ninth place with a record of 17-23. The Indiana Fever finished in 10th place with a record of 13-27. The Seattle Storm finished in 11th place with a record of 11-29. And in last place belonging to the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 9-31. And those are your final regular season standings in the WNBA. All right, so now that takes care of that. So now it's time for our playoff matchups. And, man, this is going to be very intriguing. Let's start off with we have our first-round matchups. We have the number one seed and defending champion Las Vegas Aces going up against the 8 seed Chicago Sky. Listen, you know the cast of characters for the Aces, right? Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, Alicia Clark, excuse me, Kia Stokes, Jackie Young, just to name a few. The Aces are going to be ready, but watch out for the Chicago Sky, because the Sky could make some noise in this place, specifically Kalia Copper. You talk about being one heck of a player. You talk about somebody that's just on point, somebody that's just really a fire starter, somebody that can really get a team going, whether it be on the offensive side and the defensive side. She can make things happen. So Chicago, don't sleep on them. Don't sleep on not just the talent of Kalia Copper, but also with Courtney Williams as well. Courtney finished in the top five in assists this year. You can't go wrong with Courtney Williams. I mean, a true floor general in every sense of the word. I think this is going to be in an intriguing matchup. So with these two teams played three times during the regular season. Las Vegas won all three games. Now, Las Vegas has the size when you've got Asia Wilson, and then when you've got a strong defense in this matchup or on this team for Las Vegas with Akia Stokes and Alicia Clark. And, of course, when you have Chelsea Gray, who is just a walking buzzer beater, and can't forget about Kelsey Plum as well. Kelsey, you know, one of the best ball handlers in the league. Jackie Young, the quiet leadership she brings to the table. And certainly this is going to be an intriguing matchup. I know Becky Hammon is going to have her troops ready for this one. This should be a good one between Las Vegas and Chicago. We have our next matchup between the Dallas Wings and the Atlanta Dream. And again, Dallas, this is a step up for them this year. Of course, last year their head coach was Vicky Johnson. Vicky was let go at the end of the season. They bring in Latricia Trammell in her first year, and what a great job she's done with this team, bringing on the troops like Arike Ogunbowale and Satu Sabally, who has been healthy this year. Her first 3 years in the WNBA have been very challenging, but for the most part, she's been very effective. Tiara McCowan has brought the heat in terms of her defense and her rebounding. So Dallas has got some great stuff going for them. And how about the Atlanta Dream? Ryan Howard. I mean, Ryan Howard is a star, and she's going to be a future superstar for years to come. She is certainly fantastic. Cheyenne Parker was great, making an all-star team this year. Also, you also have Ari McDonald, Haley Jones. Also, Monique Billings as well, who can get your points inside. Dallas and Atlanta, this is a matchup of, they say styles make fights, right? Atlanta, not as a fast team as Dallas, but when you slow the tempo down, it's based on rebounding and getting points in the paint. Listen, Dallas, a lot of shooters, and Arike Ogunbowale is a walking buzzer beater. We talk about Chelsea Gray, but man, Arike is a walking buzzer beater. So get ready for this matchup between Dallas and Atlanta. Now, as far as these two teams are concerned, Dallas and Atlanta, these two teams played three times during the regular season, and Dallas won each meeting. So, hey, again, this is going to be two teams with different playing styles, but hey, styles make fights, and certainly this should be a great matchup between the Dallas Wings and the Atlanta Dream. We have the number two seed New York Liberty going up against the Washington Mystics. So for the Liberty, listen, the talent is top-notch, top-tier, right? Breanna Stewart, Jonquel Jones, Benaja Lady, Maureen Johannes, Sabrina Ionescu, Courtney Vandersloot, and Sandy Brondello. Again, what a great job she's done in her second year as the head coach of the New York Liberty, going up against the Washington Mystics team with an Elena Deladon and a Natasha Cloud, one of the top floor generals in the league. Also, you have an Ariel Atkins, a Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, Brittany Sykes, the defensive specialist. I mean, what more can you say, right? And Shakira Austin, the rookie Shakira Austin. So Shakira is, the Mystics, they're not going to be afraid of New York by any stretch of the imagination, right? This is an interesting regular season matchup this year. These two teams met four times during the regular season, and both teams splitting two games. So their regular season series is tied at two games apiece. So this is going to be an intriguing matchup. New York and Liberty, we know not just on paper, but on the court, New York has been dominant, but Washington, they have a never-say-die attitude, and I wouldn't count out Washington by any stretch of the imagination in this series. And then we have our last first-round matchup between the third-seed Connecticut Sun going up against the sixth-seed Minnesota Lynx. Again, these are two teams in terms of tempo. They're one and the same. However, I think Connecticut has more skilled players on this roster. Dawana Bonner, Natisha Heidemann. You know, you've also got Alyssa Thomas, who's an MVP candidate as well. And listen, Connecticut, they lost Kirk Miller, but guess what? Stephanie White, in her first year as head coach of the Connecticut Sun, winning the Associated Press WNBA Coach of the Year. And when you lose Brianna Jones, a previous Sixth Woman of the Year award winner, that can be devastating, but it goes to show you of the talent and the coaching of Stephanie White. And they're going to be going up against the Minnesota Lynx. Nafisa Collier, what a great regular season she had this year. And Diamond Miller in the running for this year's Rookie of the Year campaign. Great talent on that roster. Cheryl Reeves, consistent at the head coaching realm. And these two teams played each other four times during the regular season, Connecticut taking three out of four. So this is going to, again, these two teams are really polar opposites of each other in terms of tempo, but Connecticut has more skilled players. And listen, Alyssa Thomas will fight through a brick wall to get a rebound and get second chance points. So we have our third seed Connecticut Sun going up against the Minnesota Lynx. So again, our first round playoff matchups in this year's WNBA playoffs, the number one seed Las Vegas Aces going up against the 8th seed Chicago Sky. The 4th seed Dallas Wings going up against the 5th seed Atlanta Dream. The 2nd seed New York Liberty go up against the 7th seed Washington Mystics. And the 3rd seed Connecticut Sun will go up against the 6th seed Minnesota Lynx. So regular season is behind us. We're now in the 2nd season. The WNBA playoffs should be exciting, should be interesting, should be intriguing. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.
What's up, everybody? Okay, do you guys know that even if we all ate the same and exercised the same, that we would all still look completely different? I'm Lacey Green. I'm a super trainer with Body. That's BODI.com. I'm telling you, this is something that you need in your life. The app isn't just about having a perfect body, because what is that anyway? It's about what we call health esteem. Feeling good about yourself right now, just as you are, as you work on the person you are becoming. Using Body's tools to find your version of happy and healthy. Body isn't just some software. It's people. It's trainers, nutrition, and mindset experts, and a community of other people just like you and me. And they even have my program for beginners only, which you have to try even if you've never worked out a day in your life. I'll get you off the couch and started on day one, finding the joy and dropping the judgment. And don't take my word for it. You can try it for free right now for 14 days at body.com. That's body with an I.com. Let's get up, get moving, and feel good. Woo!